Very difficult conditions out there, especially in the second half. I think both teams found it very difficult to get control of the ball. And even when they did get control of the ball, even distribution from both teams didn't really live up to what both teams can do. But saying that, it was a great game. You know, two teams really went at it. In first half, it was nip and tuck the whole way till half time. We were under real pressure even at half time. You know, even though we were a point up, we had a lot of ball, but we hadn't the scores to show for it.
Yeah, and it was hard to keep control of the ball in those difficult conditions on both sides for St Eunan's and Gweedore. But really, there was nothing in it after the first 30 minutes.
No, definitely not. And suppose we were just saying at half time, the fact that we had remained composed in possession probably was the reason why we were that 1 point up. Yeah. Gweedore had probably kicked away a few balls in the first half when they had whatever wee bit of breeze that they had. And in the second half, we were probably that wee bit more composed with the ball, and we got a few more scores on the board. And so, I suppose the goal was a big thing then at the end.
Yeah, just before we look at the goal, what did you say to them at the break, at the halftime break?
Nothing really, that much. We just spoke.
Did you
about
have to change anything at that stage?
Well, we just felt that we brought on Oisin Tolle and Brian McIntyre just to, at the stage the game was at. We thought we were just staying in touch, and suppose it was nip and tuck. And we thought if we were going to win it, we had to make a change. We had to add a wee bit of energy to it. So we brought on Oisin Tolle at wing back and Brian McIntyre at wing forward to give us that wee bit of energy. Young miners, plenty of legs in them. I suppose in the second half, thought Oisin Tolle was very good getting forward, and even Brian Mack as well, you know. So that was the only changes we made. We didn't really, as again, our style of play didn't change in the second half. We decided we were just going to keep playing the way we were and remain composed, even though we had whatever breeze we had.
Yep. By the time that goal came from Daniel Gillespie, you had a 2 point cushion, and in a game like this, really wasn't much. But Daniel had got out a couple of cracks before the ball eventually and ended up on the net. But that was the score that decided this game with 6 minutes left on the clock.
It was. And even we were even saying on the line, you know, a point would have been a good score at that stage, because the way the game was going, any team that pulled out maybe a 3 point, 4 point lead was probably going to see it out. And the fact that we got the goal was just an added bonus. And as you say, it was slowing. It seemed to be slowing down and slowing down the whole way through. And then he just, unfortunately for the keeper, he got a hand on it, but it just wasn't a strong enough hand and hit the back of the net.
Yeah, and it seemed to knock the wonder to Gweedore at that stage as well. So because you kicked two quick successive scores then after that from play.
I think so, and I think that was probably the big thing, was the fact that when we had the goal, we had two good scores afterwards, and that sort of finished the door off for them. Unfortunate for them, but fortunate for us.
Yeah. You mentioned you brought on a couple of minors. There's a very good mix in this St. Eunan's team, because there's a lot of men in there that have played at senior level, and you've got this wave of young guys coming through as well, and the mix just seems to be perfect, Barry.
It is. There's a lovely mix there at the moment. Like when you've Colin McIntyre that's played senior football, when you've Kieran Sharkey, you've David O'Hurley, Donald Gallagher, Brendan Maguire, and then you nearly have another layer down, your Michael Millers and your Dylan Sweeney's, and Connor Moores that are kind of out of that minor level, and then you have the minors coming behind them. So you have nearly three tiers of them coming through, and then the likes of Oisin O'Boyle and Oisin Tolle, etc., coming off the bench. Then there's a lovely balance to it, you know.
Yeah. And it's getting more competitive, the reserve championship, because we've seen that with Gweedore today, and we've seen it as well with Niamh Connell in the semi-final. The amount of guys that won a championship with Niamh Connell that was on that starting lineup in the last four encounter too.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And even when you look at their draw team that played Gweedore, with full of players like Brendan Boyle, etc., that have been down there and won it. It's just, you know what, it's good for football when you see all those older guys still playing ball, and then you have the younger guys learning off them and running off them. I suppose it adds to the standard of football too. It does bring it up to a higher level, which is good for Donegal football.
Yeah. I was disappointed at senior level for St Eunan's not being here today, but this one very much makes up for it for the club.
It does. Listen, any time you finish with silverware, you have to be happy.